Beginning current daf Masechtas Nazir daf Lamed Dal. Beginning with Beis. Beginning with some Maskel. To begin with the words of the Mishnah that the Mechayev Aliyam b'fnei Atzmai and the liabilities for wine independent lemel, number b'fnei Atzmai grapes independent lemel, zag b'fnei Atzmai, and for the grape skins independently. Now Tosafos b'Neir that Sim Dikei Chiddush L'Tanakam. The primary Chiddush according to Tanakam and Bolam is coming to say the Chayev Al Zagim b'fnei Atzmai on that part that you're liable for the zagim by themselves. In other words, Ochel b'fnei Zagim, you only eat from the zagim. That's a Chiddush. But he also loved your blessed Benzai. That's actually where your blessed Benzai is coming to disagree. As today's quotes from words in the Mishnah, because by me, he says, no, they ain't a chayiv. You're not chayiv just eating themselves. As sheikh shnei chatzan, a zag. You have to eat two chatzan and a zag. Where the chatzan him are green by novim. The chatzan are the seed, are the pits, are the seeds in the grapes. The zag in the Ramkudish land. The zag in all the peels, are the skin. And the marba chatzan loshen rabim, because the pasuk is including chatzan in the plural. And the zag, and it's saying zag b'loshen yachid, which is telling us this idea that is the two seeds with the one skin. Can the five shas like the Gemara explains, and he gives the Rebbe Lezman Zayi. So it could be used. It could be used. And that heals chatzan may like arinim. So that's the plural of the two seeds with the one skin. Can the Gemara explain with the words of the Mishnah chatzanim elach chitzayim? Tanakama holds that the chatanim are the chatanim, meaning the klibish of the skin on the outside. And the words of the Mishnah, hazakin elohim mibifnim, and the zakin are the pits, the seeds that are inside. However, Biesa says quotes, and he explains about flugio de causes, coming to disagree. Pirsha Mikolepach is saying the pasuk is the opposite. Elah klibach chatanim. Now, actually, the zakin are the pill on the outside. Assuming the sign of this is, shalay titek zug shalahema chitza nikra zug. Meaning, you shouldn't make a mistake. It's like the bell of an animal that the outside is called zug. So regarding grapes, the outside is what called zug. Now the Gemara, as Tosa quotes, said that it sounds like yitzim na gefen, yes, but gefen atzmoy, as the words of the Gemara, lie, they're not. In other words, the vine itself can olam alavim, like the leaves and the shoots. And we see that as medloit on the roots. In fact, it didn't say big chiddush by saying gefen atzmoy, the grapevine itself. Now, to the next Tosa Maslam, Tosa begins with the words of the Brisa must be that it's not like Rebbe Elazar. Because Rebbe Elazar says, "Afila all in the loving b'mashma," that even leaves and the shoots are included, as the Gemara as Tosfos says, "Kedushin Mesimach," as he's going to darshan very shortly. Now, so that's the dig from the Reisha, and Tosfos quotes words of Gemara. Igadami Aseva. Some say the dig is from the Seifa, because I'll do the Reisha. You could the Reisha lawyer. Actually, the inference from the Reisha actually is not true, because the mashma shabbalishna actually the wording would sound like the Yitzim Nagefen, that what comes out from the grapevine is a Falalam Alavim, which also comes from the grapevine, which are the leaves and the shoots. So rather, the dig is from the Sefer. Now, the Gemara brought, so what's the Machalikis Rebbe Elazar and the town of Amishnah? Because it says a Pasuk, as Tosafos quotes, Miyam Shech Yaza, it says from wine and from hard liquor, from an old wine, Yaza, he should separate himself. So that's a meat. That's a minimizing. He's saying something specific, which Chase points out. Although we expound this pasuk actually in the first part of the Alam and Av, that it's not extra. We need it less. Yanchel mitzvah yanchel rishus to say that even mitzvah wine is forbidden, like voluntary wine. The sheicher leyalfi lemigdash, and this word sheicher is actually coming to teach us regarding same halacha of the base of mikdash. But still, it says but there's many miutim over here. We don't need to pick this one and what's telling us why. Because it's in the puzzle. Yayim shechel yaze. Instead of a wine and old wine, you separate chametz yayin, chametz shechel yishta, vinegar of wine, vinegar of old wine, yishta shouldn't drink, shouldn't eat moist and dried grapes. In other words, so we're just picking, but really it's many miutim. Then the puzzle continues. Anything that's made from the grapevine of the wine, so that's riba, that's including. That's like everything. But regarding Aval as taste point of Machatan Bazag, but the end of the pasuk from grape skin until grape seed, he doesn't expound takes as a miut like Rabbanan, because it's like Rabbanan's Banzai. The Basamach, he needs it for the drush like Rabbanan's Banzai, does as he was going to be shortly, then the Chabad Shekhar Shekhar Zamazag, that you're not liable until you eat two seeds and the grape skin. So, okay, so we have a meat for riba. So, my riba, what are you including? Riba hakomili, as Tosafos quotes, are you including everything? As Tosafos says, lo'olavan, even leaves and shoots. Now, my meat, so what are we excluding from the meat? Shavishta, that's as Tosafos says, is the branches themselves, like Greenland, like we have the Aramaic translation of Pasuk Bereishis, Shlosha Tzurikim, that's Tlasa Shivshin. Okay, three branches. Now, the Rabban, they darshan from Kalah Prat to Kalah. So they darshan when it says in the pasuk, "Tezi quote me'am b'shecha yaze from wine and old wine." They should separate himself. That's prat. That's a specific. Which Taisa says, "Midas unit le darsh kein klal prat the klal." This prat klal prat is similar to what we do as the klal prat the klal, the other order. Yesh chalik tzas b'nei is a there's a little difference between these two midas. Can the custom of the like it says at the end of the sugya that olam hayim abeis, but very similar. So as Taisa quotes from words the Gemara, so you do keina prat. Which is as Tzitzit quotes, Ma Prat Mefor, just like the specific in the pasuk are explicit. Benazir by the Nazir, Anovim, grapes, which is pri, a fruit, Af Kolpri, just anything that's a fruit, which Tzitzit said in the 5% of the Gemara, they're going to explain. So you might say it's going to include when it's a unripe, immature grape. And as the Gemara says, Absalas Pri, and also the waste matter of the fruit, which that's Anovim Shetliu, which that includes grapes that have became wormy. Now, that's ulamait, all of them love them. That's including the leaves and the shoots. It's not like a fruit or the psalmist a pri. It's nothing to do with the pri. So that's excluded, according to Rabban, who disagree, as we see, as we've indicted from our Mishnah. Now, then the question is, it says, quote, but if you're going to say, just like the specific is explicit, that pri gomer, it's a full fledged fruit, of called pri gomer, it should also be only something that's a full fledged fruit. Which says, yes, my father, someone explained Nachabirish, what the Gemara is asking is like this, but the might gam boiser, which excludes also the boiser. And gamam davim shetliu, and also the wormy grapes. Which says the linear that doesn't seem to be correct. Chad the first of all, the chaim is kseb. The pasuk explicitly talks about vinegar davim psalas pri, which is the waste matter of the fruit. Maishna davim shetliu mechaim is, and why would the wormy grape be any different than vinegar? But because another difficulty is the nimnai tabay. If we're excluding both these cases, ma'on marvich machal prat. What are we gaining from this chal prat to include mashalinif befers? That's not already written explicitly in the pasuk. Begam also loshen pri gama mashma the osla mutin pri she in the gama. When we're saying when the Gemara is asking, it should be a complete pri, sounds like we're excluding that which is not a complete pri. My voice is like an unripe grape, but not the other case. Rather, it seems to my teacher that the Gemara's question is like this: of kol pri gama, also it should be only something that's a full pri, excluding the unripe grapes. But regarding grape that became wormy, that would be included like the specific of like vinegar. So that's the Gemara's question. Shani Gemara answers to the quotes from the words in Gemara. It came, that's the case. What are we leaving for Yishla Emra that we didn't say right in the Pasuk? It already says, Anovim, the grapes, that Allah, the Beishim, that moist, that are dry. Haksib, it says that. Yahim, Lachaim, it would say wine and old wine. Haksib, it says that in Pasuk. Therefore, we cannot say like the last option that we're trying to say. It must be like the first option that we said. As Tzitzit explained, perish in other words. Im Kain, if that's the case, in my advice that we'd be excluding the unripe grape, Nimsa Shama Forish comes, everything else is explicit already. What are we going to get? Like we're coming to include something. What are we including? And that's the surface that tells me we can say what do you mean. But we said there's the case of the grapes that became warm and that's not written in the Torah. That's being included. So it says, what you can say is no, because the Trey Prat exhibit, there's two specific written in the Pasuk. You have pre fruits, which the Hainadam, those are grapes, and the Psalms pre, and the waste matter of fruits, which the Hainachamish, which that's vinegar. And the gear says, the Islachal and the Buim, called Prat, and therefore you're supposed to include from every specific Kaina Prat, like that specific. Well, the Kachia Shalachal Ladun, therefore you have to learn Ulalabis and include Gam Bois Mipratanab. So you have to include the unripe grapes from the specific of grapes. And Gam Anab Shalib, Mipratanab, you have to also include the wormy grape from the specific of the vinegar. And therefore, those are both being included, ulmati, ulalan, olam, belovin, it's only excluding the leaves and the shoots in the Kenan part, which is not like the specific at all. Now, the most question is, it says a quote, in the Achar, Shesefeinu, Lulam is called Davif, so if we're really including everything, what are we learning out from the end of the Pasuk of from grape skins to grape seed? Which Tayser Ventem, you can say, what do you mean? But it's a part Achar, we need it for that specific of those cases. We wouldn't know it if you didn't say it. Yeshua said, what you can say is, what the Gemara is asking is, lichtev leikoid maklal. Yeah, say it, but say it before the klal. Why do I have to say prat klal prat? As if it's coming to teach you something. The Gemara answers, Taisa quotes, lem lecha to tell you, come welcome, shatamayt, prat klal, to tell you, yes. Because if it didn't have this end of the pasuk they were asking about, it only had the prat and then the klal, pirish, in other words, balma, general, and so to over here by nazar. Lulul lechtev chartim zag, but didn't talk about the great skim and the grape seed. Shu pratak, which last specific, as Taisa quotes, the Gemara, after Rashad Ladani, Beliashvai, then you wouldn't be able to say, like we're saying, like it should be like the specific. Rather, the cloud would be adding onto the prat. And the stasis explained, we include everything, even the leaves and the shoots. Afterwards, the Gemara, until the pasuk specifies, meaning, as stasis says, prat acha klal, another prat after the general term. Like we specified over here by Naz. Then it says, Naz, to begin with the Gemara, guharki. Which takes just translate Pirish Blazer. That's what we're coming to include when we say Af Kolpri, which is the unripe grape, as we find similar prayer called Shob Sakhna Prophet Mabes, have a shaif labarti begarkid arla, that he would rub his daughter with the unripe fruits of the arla. So you see that that means like blazer. Next says maskal invin dichrin, that what is Pesela's pre coming to include? The male grapes, meaning anavim shetliu, regarding grapes that became wormy. And then the most question was that what is Adzag coming to teach us? With the words of Taisus, the Maschal, Mechatan Badzag Lomli. What do I need from Chatan to Zag? What's that coming to teach us? What Taisus, I'm telling you, what do you mean? So you need it. As we mentioned before, the Chatan Badzag, that the Taisus come to say that even grape skin and seeds are forbidden. Even though it's not really fit to be eaten, and we got Mitzchul on, because you even needed to tell you that you can get lashing. I'm like, come on, like, the Gnus has lived up on the Chazan base, Zag, Lekashtaim. And the Gnus says, the Ain Lomli, don't say the Ochel come on, that what we're saying is, and the question is, Lama Lil Chaser is a continuing type of Lama Hermanav, Mikamei, when we should have written before and not after, as the Gears of Mayav Ramsburg is the Kasha, that's difficult. The Kabbalah Amr, the Gemara said, the Loy Nasik Lama Svaprat, that no, you need it after so that you don't have the Klal at the end, which is adding on to everything. So what's the Gemara's question? Kachnira, therefore, rather, it seems, says Taysdav Kamo, the Gemara's question is, Licht of Chartzen Bezag. It should just say Chartzen and Zag. As some gisos have, the adzag lomeli. What's the adzag? That's lasuye, as we continue next to the maskul, what they come in to include. It's the ad, that's the question.